The additive is called vitamin E acetate, and it's used in many vaping products, often as a thickening agent. At a hearing in Spokane Monday, the Health Department's Kathy Lofi described how CDC testing found that compound to be a common element in samples of fluid collected from lungs of 29 patients in 10 states with vaping-associated lung disease.
All 29 patients had samples that tested positive for vitamin E acetate. And this was a significant finding, as it was really the first time a potential toxicant of concern had been identified in biological samples from patients, as well as from the actual site of injury.
But banning the additive from vaping products is going to be complicated, according to the Spokane Regional Health District Chief Bob Lutz, because currently not all vaping or cannabis shops are even aware if many of their products contain the vitamin E acetate.
But right now, there is no requirement for any producer and or any small shop, any small retail shop to have a packaging that says, hopefully the fact that we are saying that there is now a law in effect that no product can be sold or offered for sale, that manufacturers and or vendors are going to, you know, ensure as best they can that these products, if they don't know, then they're going to, again, there's question, then they're going to hopefully err on the side of caution. These are the following ingredients.
Lutz says the ban will likely go into effect on Wednesday. He says the Health Department and Liquor and Cannabis Board are now coordinating how the testing of all the vape products for sale can be conducted to look for the vitamin E acetate. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.